Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Who's that?
Good morning.
This is okay, Judy. Who have we got here? Who is that?
This is somebody brand new. This is Judy Standridge, Karen Hamill's sister from Horseshoe Bay, Texas.
Okay.
And I'm also somebody new. This is Marion Corbin Mayer from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. Well, welcome, Mary. I'm going to do just first names, okay? Judy and Mary?
Right.
It's Marion like librarian, M-A-R-I-O-N.
Oh, that's my legal name, Marion.
Ah.
This is, my name's Mary Lou Raridan.
Ah.
But my legal name is Marion Louise.
Oh.
And it's spelled M-A-R-I-O-N?
Yes.
I-A-N.
My husband is M-A-R-I-O-N, isn't that funny?
Yes. I'm with an O as well.
Is this Ruth we're talking to?
No, my name's Mary Lou Raridan.
Okay, Mary Lou, I'm sorry I missed that.
Oh, that's okay. Ruth, I don't know, she may be on this morning. Sometimes she's here and sometimes on mute, and sometimes she speaks up, and usually she's always here on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got different people doing, you know, kind of leading the call or coaching the call each morning. So this Thursday happens to be my morning, and tomorrow is Monty Deeds, and yesterday I think was Karen Eastwood and Ray Schwab. And
oh, that's great. I'm glad to know what goes on with this.
Pardon me. Yesterday was Char Rogers. I was on, too. And the day before was Karen Eastwood and Ray Schwab. So, and then Monday is Ruth. And then if we can't be here, there's someone else who's always wonderful that's been on the program a long time who will fill in for us. So you hear all these beeps come. There is going to be some new people, and there will also be some of us that have been on the program for a while, and we're here to answer all of your questions. So.
Good. I need questions answered.
Okay, are you... this was Judy?
Judy, yes.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Karen. I'm Judy's sister.
Well, hi, Karen.
Hi, Judy.
Well, good morning, Karen.
Hi.
This is Mary Lou again.
Hi, Mary Lou.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was listening in. Was it yesterday you were speaking up?
Oh, I'm afraid I always speak up. I'm sorry.
No, we're glad. You were telling about how you mix your drink and how fantastic you're feeling, and you've released some pounds. And
yes.
Good. That's a good thing. That's a good side effect of all of this, besides feeling one.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, let's see who else is here this morning. Marion, you're brand new on the program, or are you brand new in NECAN?
No, I've been on Body Balance since the end of April.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a lifestyle packet when I was at the Lexington Expo, and Focus on Growth was there. So I just listened to the two CDs and looked over the booklet, and so I'm very curious as to how you coordinated the lifestyle program, which was pre-Body Balance, with the Body Balance program.
Okay. All right. Well, you will get to hear quite a bit of information about that this morning. So, anyway, welcome.
I'm down 47 pounds and 57 inches since April, so I'm thrilled with Body Balance. It's just a little cold right now.
Wow. Wow. What was that, 47 pounds and 57 inches?
Yes, since April.
Wow. Awesome. You must feel wonderful.
I do feel wonderful, and the crazy thing is I look exactly the same to myself, so I'm glad I've been measuring.
Oh, I hear you.
My brain is crazy.
I hear you. I know exactly what you're saying. I don't know how long you packed on those pounds that you wanted to release, but I know. So I understand what you're saying. Let's find out who else has joined us this morning, and we'll get with the call and start answering you guys' questions. Good morning, everybody.
This is Jean in Austin.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
This is Jean in Austin.
Hi. welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Are you new on the call?
I've just been listening for the last few days, yes. I've had the lifestyle program, and we've been doing the body balance for over a year. And I've not been available to listen to the calls till this week. I'm between jobs, so I started last Wednesday listening.
All right.
Need the extra motivation right now. So it's much harder for me because I am at home in the daytime right now a lot.
Uh-huh.
So this has been really helpful to keep me on track.
Oh, well, very good. Very good. Okay, who else is here with us this morning?
This is Linda Brown from Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, hi, Linda. This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. I got your facts. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. I did really well my first week. This is my second week, and I was doing really well, too, except for yesterday was kind of our celebration day because I made silver yesterday.
Congratulations! Awesome! I saw those balls last night. Good job.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. I just didn't have it all added up. It was a little late for me. I thought,
yeah.
Well, it's very close. I'm going to have to check that out in the morning. So.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Congratulations.
So I'm back on track this morning.
Okay. Okay. Okay, who else is with us?
Eunice from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Eunice.
Hi.
God, my goodness, there's a lot of new voices on here this morning. Are you new to the program, Eunice?
I listen in on the phone calls.
Uh-huh.
And I use the body balance. And I like the way I feel when I use it. I seem to feel better when I use that versus eating food. So I'd rather peace all day than to sit down and have a big meal. When my husband goes out of town, I don't have to cook, and I feel a lot better.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, who else is on the call with us this morning?
This is Onita in Kansas.
Hey, Onita. Good, I'm sure glad I've got some people here that have been on the program a while to help me if I get some tough questions.
Nancy.
Because we've got a lot of new people here.
Nancy's here from Cleveland.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Mary Lou.
Good to hear you there.
Nice to be here.
Okay, is anyone giving points as they're calling in? The new people maybe don't know what the points are. So that'd be, let's first of all find out if they've got any questions. Any of you new people got any questions? Any of you people that have been on a while got any questions?
I have a question. This is Judy. I'm working with a strength trainer right now, and I'm 64 years old, soon to be 65, and I am finding I am gaining weight rather than losing. I am not on body balance. I'm just now getting back into regular body balance because it didn't work for me before. I got lost 6 pounds, and that was it, and that was, I just thought, you know, why am I continuing with this? And he is telling me sometimes when I do the drink and come and work out, I get dizzy. And he said he doesn't think I have enough carbs to be coming and working out. He thinks that's one of the reasons. So I'm just curious as to, are we supposed to be adding anything to this besides milk or water? And I just need some advice.
Okay, that's a very good question, Judy. And you know what? A lot of people are having wonderful results with the Body Balance program exactly the way it is. The Lifestyle program has always been where we've incorporated some food because it's a lifestyle change and it's all about balance. And I kind of agree that that could very well be what's going on because I, too, had a personal trainer at one time and he was having a fit because I was just running in there on liquid alone. So
yeah.
Let's talk about that. Nancy's going to be probably the one that's going to tell you why the scales are going up. They're not going up a lot, right?
Well, since August, I just measured today, and since August, I've gained 10 pounds.
Okay, but you say you measured.
And I've measured, and I've gone 2 inches more in my waist.
Mm.
And but trust me, I have not been doing body balance since August. And it came out, whenever it came out, was it March last year?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember. I got on it and was really faithful to do the program, and I lost 6 pounds. But then I got to this stalemate that I couldn't. So when I was really faithfully measuring from March through August, I was, you know, not working with a trainer or anything, and I was doing okay, but I was seeing no weight lost and really no inches different than after that 6 pounds.
Do you have a lot of weight you want to release or
yes, minimal? I do. I've been married 43 years and I've gained a pound every year.
Okay.
And so yes, I do. I don't want to be down to 125 again, but I would really love. I weigh 175 now, and I've never weighed this much, and I've never had a waistline that's this big. And I'm just trying to figure out, for my body, to balance my body, do I need to use water with the mixes? Do I need to use milk? How do I measure what I need?
Okay, well, with the lifestyle program, did you get a packet, by the way?
No, I don't even know about a packet.
Okay. There is a, and I'm sorry, who am I talking, is this Judy?
This is Judy.
Okay.
I just want to say I'm back. I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
Okay.
Did you talk about muscle?
Well, I didn't, Nancy.
Okay,
Nancy, you go for that.
Oh, well, she said that she's not losing weight. You're probably losing fat or getting rid of fat and building muscle since you're doing strength training.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is that muscle burns more calories than fat does. It also takes up less space than fat in your body. So I urge you to take your measurements.
In lots of places.
That's what I just said. I've gained 2.5 inches in my waist. And that, overall, my whole body since August, I've gained 10 inches.
Hmm. Are you drinking water?
Yes, like 2 quarts a day of Pymag water.
Right.
Okay, let's then, she would like to know about mixing drinks.
Well, I think you'd probably need to add some, your body balance, your bodybuilder guy or woman is right that you need to increase your calories with more of a balance between the carbs, fat, and protein.
Well,
okay.
He's saying I need more carbs. He looked at the body balance and
right.
He said, I think you need more carbs to come in
yeah.
and work out than this.
Yeah, well, can you explain how the lifestyle balances the three, Mary Lou?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let's talk about that. Okay, first of all, Judy, if you don't have a packet, you may want to get a packet from Focus on Growth or Blue Ribbon Video.
Okay.
I don't have those phone numbers off the top of my head.
I know what it is.
Okay. And they've got a lifestyle packet, and it's got a little a food chart in there, which is going to be so helpful. But in the meantime, you can go to Dennis and Ruth's website, ybhurton.biz.
Yeah,
that's ybhurton.biz. And look at the lifestyle thing there. They've got some, the food charts are there, and those are actually, or the food charts, there's food lists there, and they're actually your best choices, I believe, for proteins, carbs, and fat. Okay, that's a great place to start. Get those. Then, when we, on the lifestyle program, and when people are on body balance and having great results and they just want some variety, the first thing we do is we say, or if they're hungry, and I'm saying this for everybody on the call, not just particularly for Judy, but the first thing that we do is we tell you that maybe if you're struggling, you may want to add these 2 balanced snacks a day, and let's talk a little more about balancing the drinks out a little bit, because what we've learned with balancing those drinks is having a good balance of protein, carbs, and fats every time we eat. Okay, so the best place to start on that chart that you're going to get or on Dennis and Ruth's website, when it shows an amount, that is what we call a block. Okay? So an ounce, say, of protein, it would be one block, and that is 7 grams of protein. So just there's three numbers, and this might sound complicated, but it's not. If you'll work with this for 2 or 3 days, it'll be second nature to you.
Okay.
Okay, so your protein, one block, is 7 grams. Your carbs are 9 grams for one block, and your fat is 3 grams for one block. Okay? Each time we eat, a woman should have 3 blocks, which would be 21 protein, 27 carbs, and 9 fat. Okay?
And that's each time we eat?
Each meal.
And then that, is that speaking of the drink?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about balancing out, those, helping you balance those drinks.
Okay.
There will be 3 meals a day with these 3 blocks and 2 snacks a day, which would be 1 block of each. Okay?
Okay, the meal equals 2 blocks, you said?
3.
Equals 3.
For a woman and 4 for a man.
Okay.
Snacks are 1 block each for man.
Okay.
All right. So let's, with your body balance shake, are you using 1 scoop or 2?
2.
Okay, so you are getting 20 grams of protein. That's close. That's
Wait,
close.
Are you using milk with it or water?
Well, I was before using water, but now I'm using milk.
Okay,
I've just really started back on it.
Then you need to look at your label on your milk, because that's also going to have protein and it's going to have carbs in it.
Right.
Okay, so you need to look at the labels. I think most milk is, I don't even know. I use
Optimized
water.
Well, it depends upon whether you use whole milk or 2% or what, and I use whole because of the fat.
Okay. Okay. Well, then there's another thing we do talk, when we talk about fat, we're talking about the good
mm-hmm.
fat that we're going to add. So let's just take your label. You got 20 protein, you got 8 carbs, and what is it, 3.5 fat?
I don't know.
I believe it is on
your
body balance can.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you need to add some carbs to this to bring up your carb count. You also need to add some fat. And but if you're using milk, have you got the milk right there with you where you could read the label?
I don't, but I can get it really fast.
Okay, why don't you do that?
Okay.
She's going to be over on the protein immediately with the milk and the food.
Yep. Yeah, I believe so. And it could be, she said she went to milk as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what does it say, Judy? How much protein is in one? Are you using 1 cup?
Yes.
Okay, so.
1 cup is... The protein is 8 grams.
Okay.
Carbs are 12.
Okay.
And fat is 8.
Okay. So, you see here, when you add a cup of that to your body balance, you've got 28 of protein, so you're high on your protein. You got 20 carbs, you're low on your carbs, and you're pretty darn close on your fat, although...
Over.
Yeah, you're, pardon me?
She's over.
Oh, yeah, you're over.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, gee, this is almost a man. Yeah, you're at 11 and a half fat. So I think we just found out why you're having a difficulty. So
No, I just started this today.
Okay.
I've not been doing it with milk before, but I did it because of the carbs. So
okay.
I see what you're saying. You need to increase the carbs in the drink without increasing the fat.
Correct. Or you can cut back and do 1 scoop. A lot of us sometimes will do 1 scoop of the body balance.
Okay.
And balance out the rest if you wanted to do it, you know, if you wanted
milk
to
or whatever.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe do half milk and half water.
Okay.
Did you like it with just the water?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Well, then, if it were me.
But I found it made me very gaseous, and I find with the milk it makes me less.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
And how much lactoferrin do you take a day?
1.
Okay.
Ginger is good for gas, too, I believe.
Okay. Was it ginger and nutmeg, isn't it?
Oh, maybe it was the nutmeg then.
You could sprinkle some of that even in your drink. Okay, let's talk about, let's get a couple of ideas here about what we do with shakes. Would that help you, Judy?
Sure.
All right.
Anything would help at this point.
Okay. I'll tell you what my favorite is. My husband and I use 2 scoops of the Body Balance, mm-hmm. and we use a cup of water, and then we use a block, a block for 2 of us. We use about a half a block of fruit in our drink, and which is about the 4 carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to chew something. And so we found a whole grain or a 20-grain sprouted bread because I have a sensitivity to enriched flour.
Like
so I have to
bread.
Have the,
yeah.
the sprouted bread. And then we make our own nut butter and almond butter or there's, you know, lots of different butters that you can make. But almond butter is my favorite. It seems to be one of the healthiest nuts. And I will, you know, spread that on my piece of toast. And that's a pretty balanced breakfast for me.
Okay.
Okay? And I put my... some.
Is that my phone or our...
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Either.
Nothing changed here as far as I know.
Okay, and also Nancy will say, I do put a lot of cinnamon in my drink as well because cinnamon is very, very good for lots of things.
Okay.
One thing for helping to stabilize the blood sugar.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know if you're going to do 1 drink or 2 drinks a day. If you really want to, you know, jump start this, I would do 2 drinks a day, and then my 1 meal and my 2 snacks, and
right.
see how you feel.
Well, and I just need to learn what the good snacks are, I guess,
okay.
because that's what my trainer is also saying. I need to be eating more a day.
Okay.
He said you're not getting enough.
Okay, I will. One of my favorites is string cheese, the low-fat skimmed string cheese. That's in a little individual wrapper, that is 1 block, and a half of an apple, I take a half of a large apple,
mm-hmm.
and 3 almonds.
Okay.
I've never counted nuts in my life until lifestyle, but you know what? It's
okay.
Eat to live, Mary Lou, not live to eat. So, okay, somebody else have a favorite snack?
I was curious about I noticed in the lifestyle packet there's recommendations for low-fat products.
Uh-huh.
And I was curious how you guys navigate yourself around the... There's a lot of low-fat products that are full of fake stuff and bad stuff and aren't necessarily less than calories and things like that. So low-fat kind of sets alarms off in my brain.
Oh, I know. We seem to have... when I know when we were all on non-fat, that seemed to be the hoopla. I think that's when a lot of us got in trouble because I hear what you're saying. It was loaded with a lot of things, but you know we usually like maybe you're mentioning the yogurt. We usually will go find the plain, Nancy's yogurt or something like an organic yogurt, low fat or non-fat.
Okay.
And just look at your labels because there are some good choices out there of low fats and non-fats that aren't loaded with that stuff. What's happened is a lot of times that's where we can get in trouble. So we do need to read the label on those, and that was a very, very, very good point. Who was that just brought that up?
Marion okay. Cincinnati.
Very, because that... you're absolutely right. You got to read the label and see what's in it. My husband, he used to just love the flavored yogurt, you know, with the fruit in it.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the ones that were real nice and sweet and everything. And when we started counting, he's the one that walks through the grocery store and he's reading labels and he's going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, you know, you can find 45, 50 carbs on some of those things out there.
Yeah.
So.
Which means sugar.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. They've gone and poured a bunch of sugar and fake things in there to make it taste better because they took out the fat. So
right.
We always talk good fat, and those are your best are olives, olive oils, guacamole, your nuts, you know, your nuts. Just, and they're so easy to be able to have with you.
Carrie Lou, this is Carrie.
Yes.
Can I ask a question about nuts?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, how do you count walnuts? Is it the same as almonds?
Isn't it one walnut? Sherry, I've got this big bone. If somebody else will give a recipe for a drink, I'll see if I can look up walnuts here in my...
What is this walnut? On the chart.
Is it on the chart?
I don't know. I don't have my chart right here.
I've got a chart, but I didn't see him. I'm sorry.
Walnuts are an excellent nut also.
Yes, they are.
I just want to add, for those of you who know who he is, I turned on Good Morning America this morning at 8 o'clock my time, so you guys on the West Coast still have a chance to see it maybe. Doctors Roizen and Oz were on. And they were talking about how we should, one of the things, and it was the very end of it. I missed the whole thing until the very end. But that you eat breakfast and, if possible, lunch pretty much the same, which we've been talking about on these calls, because, number one, you don't have to decide what you want to eat. You have several things to choose from, but then it's just easy to do. So you repeat the same things, and it becomes a habit. Also, they mentioned nuts at the end, how good nuts are for us and how important that oil that we get from the nuts is for our bodies. Other things, if you guys can watch it out there, it would be really a good thing to watch.
Yeah, it would be 8 o'clock, I believe, here.
Yeah,
what program?
Good Morning America.
Okay, thanks.
ABC.
Okay,
Mary Lou?
Yes.
This is Karen Hamill.
When
you were giving Judy what you do for breakfast, you started out talking two scoops. I think that was because you were including you and your husband.
No, it's two. We do four when we're doing the double batch. So no, it's two scoops for each of us. So we start out with our 20, our 8, and our 3.5. I'm sorry. Thanks for bringing that up because that probably did sound confusing.
Okay,
one scoop. Because I like to eat food also, and I'll do my one scoop, put my cinnamon, fiber, and Thai water in there, and then some fruit, either some strawberries or blueberries, sometimes both. And then I like cottage cheese with some more cinnamon and some more fruit and some walnuts, and that's my breakfast.
Yum.
Oh, I love mixing the cottage cheese with the fruit and the almonds. It's really crunchy and good.
If I was looking...
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, Nancy, would you mind giving us the proportions on that one scoop, and then you're adding strawberries and all that stuff. Would you mind giving us just an idea of your proportions?
Well, I use the frozen strawberries, and depending, of course, how big they are, how small they are, I throw 4 or 5 strawberries in. And then you have to read your label on your cottage cheese. I get the low-fat cottage cheese, and it's a 1/2 cup is one block or maybe a little bit over. So I have like about 1/3 of a cup of the cottage cheese because one scoop of the Body Balance is, I think, 10.
Yes.
Roizen also said this morning 25 grams of fiber women need, and most women get about 10 or 15. So I immediately ran to the can, and I thought, well, if anybody who's taking two scoops of Body Balance twice a day plus fiber almost has their whole fiber, and that doesn't even take into account any food they're eating.
Wow.
Did that help you, Karen?
Well, I missed out on, I'm not sure about the fiber part.
I put over a scoop, actually, of the fiber into my shake.
Fiber that we get from
fiber.
And you were just saying that women fiber a day?
25.
Okay.
Are you speaking of the fiber that we can order from Neekin?
Yes, that's what I put in my shake.
Okay, and
see,
I grind up fresh flax seeds.
That's good, too.
And do about a tablespoon of those in my drink.
Yeah, that's good.
But I don't know how much I don't know the measurements. So what I hear you guys telling me, this is Judy, that I need to figure out my blocks.
And you need to read labels.
And
that's
well,
really
and I
important.
Read labels, but I don't know that I have calculated. And
mm-hmm.
that is one of the things I truly wanted to get away from. Dieting has always driven me crazy because you have to figure out what you're going to eat.
Well, that's why, as I said a little while ago, Gordon strongly said, routinize your breakfast and lunch. And you know what, Judy, it sounds really complicated. And when I was going to start this program, it took me 2 weeks to work up to it because it sounded so confusing. I was on the program, and I know it was much less than a week, and I thought, I can't believe that I put this off for 2 weeks thinking it was so hard. It is so, once you write it down on paper, figure out what you're going to have for breakfast and lunch, and it is a breeze. And, you know, for me to say that, and I've been on this over 4.5 years already, it really is, and I don't make things complicated for myself. I don't like the drama of all that. I try to keep things very simple, and I recommend that. And it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. We're creating and forming new habits that are going to keep us for the rest of our lives. It's not a diet. Diets you go on to go off. But you'll be able to look at food and say, this is one portion for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll calculate automatically once you learn to do it. It just,
okay.
You know, your brain does it for you.
But you
know,
you really need to start journaling because that will help you on the calls so that we can say, this is what you need to change because this is where you're a little bit off one way or the other.
My problem
is we can help you tweak it.
I have about 3 days a week I cannot get on a call.
They are recorded.
Oh, are they? Where are they?
What's his website?
LifestyleSupport.org. LifestyleSupport.org.
Okay.
And, I'll tell you, I've dieted my entire life as well, and as Nancy said, this is not a diet, this is a lifestyle change, and you will feel so good within a few days of balancing your meals and balancing your snacks, and if, like Nancy says, if you'll journal, and we don't make it a tough journal, but the first thing I ever did was when I found a couple of things that I liked for breakfast and I had counted it out and I knew that it balanced, I just wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I am so glad to hear Dr. Oz say keep that pretty much similar
mm-hmm.
because I can just change the different kind of fruit that I put in my drink or whatever. And I'll tell you, it is an awesome way to start the day, and I love it at lunch. And and then your dinner, in fact, Larry and I, because we're home in the day, we've started to have our dinners, you know, earlier, thank goodness. But, and then when you have that, you'll be able to just look. You'll be able to look at your plate and know that your protein, when you're going to eat a meal, should be no bigger than the palm of your hand. Start always looking at your protein, and it should be no bigger than the palm of your hand, and we're not counting fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Same size and thickness. That's about 3 blocks for a woman, and it'd be about 4 blocks for a man. So you can do that method, or you can even measure, weigh if you want. And that would be your protein. And then you can fill that plate with vegetables to overflowing and some fruit. And just keep it simple when you're first starting, and I think you'll find that you're going to have really good results. And then later, when you're real comfortable with it, then you might want to add some variety. But a good share of us on this call still do basically the same drinks.
Karen, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you tell her what happened to you in 24 hours?
Judy, you know, I've been having some difficulty with being able to, some of my health challenges. Judy knows about my health challenges. So within 24 hours, all of a sudden I had the energy to go for a walk. And because I took the walk, I think, I had the energy later on the day to do some specific motions for this health issue I've had. And I had range of motion in a frozen shoulder that I haven't had in months, in about four minutes of just doing some movements with my arm. And all, you know, and my attitude changed. There was no depression. I mean, not that I fight depression, but this time of year, it's hard not to look outside and see the bleak and feel it inside. So, I don't know. My attitude changed. My feelings changed. I had energy, and I slept, which. You know, I've had issues with sleep in the past, and the Nikon sleep system has certainly changed my life. But because of the health issues, I was not sleeping again, and I slept really well. So it made a huge difference, and that was just in 24 hours.
That's great. Well, I need guidance. Like right now, I'm going to go work out at 1 o'clock today, and I've had the body balance this morning with the drink. But I'm hearing you say, and I need this, I don't have the packet yet, so I'm hearing you say I need a little bit more protein. I'm just trying to figure out where to go with this.
Okay, if you are having 2 scoops with water, yes. Let's help her because she wants to get going on this and she wants it easy. I know exactly where she is. So
I'm sorry to be so
ignorant. No, I know where you are because I read all of these books, by Dr. Sears, and then went, oh, now where do I start? And I'm so grateful for Char's food chart because
right.
That made a huge difference. But in the meantime, grab, download, you got a computer, right?
Yes.
Okay, print off the protein, carbs, and fats from Dennis and Ruth's website.
Okay.
And know that each one of those is a block.
Okay.
If it says cup and a half of broccoli or whatever it says,
right.
That means it's a block. You can have really huge salads, you guys.
Okay.
The likelihood is you are not going to OD on fresh vegetables.
No. No. And that's what your trainer would probably like you doing is having more of those. So when you've got your body balance shake and you're doing 2 scoops, you're starting with 28 3.5.
Okay.
To make that.
And 2 scoops and water.
Yes, that's 2 scoops of body balance. Okay. Then mix it with water. And you can put in a block of fruit, or some people will put in 2 different kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
2 different blocks.
Okay.
Because you can have two additional blocks there you can add. Yeah,
okay.
You can have that be a piece of toast, or you can have it be an additional fruit that you want to eat on the side, or you can put it all in your drink.
Okay.
Okay? But you need to add 2 blocks to that with your water.
Well, I'm looking back at my... I'm looking back at my notes, and I think what you gave me of the measurements is what I need to pay attention to until I get this chart, the 21 grams of protein, the 27 grams of carbs, and the 9 grams of fat for
yes.
each meal. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that.
Can
I hate to take up everybody else's
time. Mary from Reston, Louisiana.
You're not taking up because I think that these are good questions, Judy. There's a lot of brand new people on here. Now I just heard somebody from Louisiana.
Can I make a comment?
Uh huh.
Can you hear me? I have on my headset.
Uh-huh.
This is Suzanne Perry from Reston, Louisiana. I was on the treadmill while I was listening. What I found that I did that really simplified it for me is for a female you do 10, 20, 30. Because it's really Well, I do a 10, I do the fat and then the protein and then the carbs. That isn't how it's listed, but that's how I do to remember the 10, 20, 30.
Uh-huh.
So if you do 10 grams of fat at a meal, 20 grams of protein, and 30 grams of carbs, for a female, that's close enough to the other formula.
Uh-huh.
And that's very easy to remember. So when you do breakfast, you just tweak it to 10, 20, 30, or it can be a little, you know, tiny. Anyway, that really works for me. And, of course, in the snack is just the 1 block.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do the string cheese with the fruit. I need to probably change that, but for me, that's the easiest thing to do. And I just heard that you should do 7 almonds a day, that there's something in almonds that fight cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Or there is some chemical that's released that is an anti-cancer growth something or other. So females should really do the almonds, and I didn't know that until I went to...
Well, and I would like to tell you something about almonds. If you will soak them just for a few hours or even overnight,
mm-hmm.
they take out the ones you're going to eat the next day and soak them in Pymag water, you would be surprised how much easier they are to digest. And they're very good. They taste wonderful. It takes that hardness off the shell.
Okay. So they're not just crunchy, I'll bet.
Yeah, they are crunchy, but they're not like that shell that doesn't seem to dissolve.
Huh.
Okay, raw almonds or cooked almonds?
Fresh almonds. Don't cook them.
Fresh.
Okay, raw, okay.
Yeah, there's something that alters the almonds if you cook them.
Absolutely, any nut.
Yeah.
It's altered if you, well, most things do. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Did that help you?
Yes,
just,
absolutely.
Don't stress over it.
Do it very close.
And Suzanne, you were very, you know, that was very good advice for somebody just starting. And
just simplifies it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if push comes to shove, there's zone bars. We really need to be eating real food, but if you grab a zone bar, they give you a half a bar for a snack. But if you're really on the go and you don't have your fruit with you, I always keep some of those in the car just in case I get caught without my provisions with me. So that you don't go more than 5 hours between a meal.
Well, that's what my trainer was also telling me. You're going too long in between meals.
And you eat within an hour of getting up because you want to start that fire burning.
Another question about the burn. It says to take it 30 minutes before. Can you take it at the same time as your drink, or you really need that burn in your stomach 30 minutes before you take your drink?
Well, I think 30 minutes before would be ideal, but I'll tell you, I forget so many times, and I take it regardless.
Okay.
I take it, you know, if I've forgotten.
Can I say something about the burn? This is Karen.
Uh-huh.
The burn has a licorice in it that binds with the sugars that are in your shake, and it makes the sugars not absorb into your shake. I mean, into your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very helpful to have the burn, you know, in your stomach when the shake gets there. So I think what Dr. Pedersen's influence on that was to have the burn available in your stomach when the shake gets there. Now, if that's 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 5 minutes, at least it's there. But it doesn't help much to put the shake in and then put the burn in later.
Okay.
Or to put the burn in 2 hours, you know, an hour ahead, and then you've forgotten that you took your burn, and, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be drinking my shake. Then it doesn't help the sugar.
Okay.
Are you guys, with the packet as written, are you substituting one scoop of Body Balance as the same as one scoop of Perfect Start?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And another thing about the licorice that Karen mentioned, that's absolutely true. And I don't take burn after a meal. But what I'm saying is if I've forgotten it and I'm in the middle, I'm making my lunch and I went, oh, dear, I haven't taken it yet, I will take it then to make sure it's in there. Another thing that the licorice is really good for is adrenals. My naturopath had me doing the licorice for that, so... but I do know that it's the main reason that's in our burn is to grab a hold of that, the sugar. Thank you, Karen, very much for bringing that up.
So it grabs a hold of the sugar so it doesn't absorb into your body, Karen?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? So it just acts as passing through your body?
Yeah, it sort of disables the sugar so that you don't get increase in your sugar.
Okay.
But even though there is sugar in the Body Balance, if you use it with the burn, it doesn't go into your bloodstream as much.
Okay.
So what's the max time that you should allow for taking the burn before we eat, Karen?
Well, I think that's why he said 30 minutes.
I
think 30 minutes would be the max.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
Some people will, their stomachs will empty within 45 minutes if there's not much in there but water and a burn.
Okay.
So the Body Balance I took at 6:30 this morning, and I haven't had my shake yet. And I mean, the burn's not going to be doing me a whole lot again. Is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Well, you can take it again.
She would take it then before her lunch, right?
Right.
Judy.
Yes.
Are you still on?
Yes.
I will offer you my phone number if you want it to call, because you said you're only on the call 2 days a week.
Oh,
if you need someone to talk to during the week, I would be glad to help you.
Thank you. Give me your name again.
Nancy.
Nancy. Okay, and Nancy, give me your number.
440.
440.
442.
442.
7663.
7663. Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Life.
All right, any more questions? Well, this is usually a 30-minute call, but there was a lot of great information here, and we oftentimes touch on the book. We like to touch a week in the zone just a bit, but I think because we're so late now and we've all got work to do, I don't think I will.
Is that the book we should have? Is the zone book?
It's the week in the zone, and it does come in that packet.
Okay, good.
You're going to want that packet because that food chart will be in your kitchen, and it's made the program so easy.
Okay, I'm going
to... The packet sold by Focus on Growth does not have that book in it anymore.
Oh, it doesn't?
Okay.
No. And the one I just purchased had 50 CDs and a folder with printed information.
Okay.
Did they give you a choice of with book or without book?
No, all we had on the table was the ones without the book.
Okay.
So perhaps you just didn't pack them on the trip to Lexington.
Yeah, on the web page you can buy it with the book.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fine. Back to Sherry with the dried walnut, black chopped walnut, 2 teaspoons is a block. If you're going for halves, like a planter's half of a dried walnut, 2 teaspoons is a block. So
almost a tablespoon.
Yeah, it says a quarter ounce package is a 1 fat block of planter's gold measure halves. So
Okay. Hope
that helps. Oh, good, Sherry's still here. Okay,
yeah.
Any other questions anybody has before we... take off. What a great call. You guys had a lot of good questions. I think it was, we never know which direction it's going to go. Thank you, Karen, for sharing your great results within 24 hours and feeling so much better. We hear that a lot. And just remember that this is not a diet. This is a live it. This is a lifestyle. Lifestyle energy and weight management program, and you'll just be amazed. And be sure to get your journal and jot things down. If you find out that you're hungry, then we can help you the next day if you're writing down what you've eaten. And but just like having lots of energy, that's a great thing. You're going to want to redo what you had the day before if you had tons of energy. So when you find those things that just work really well with your body, you'll want to do them over and over. So.
Well,
this
you.
Is Anita. I might just say we told them to journal, but we didn't tell them where to get the journals. Ruth and Dennis's website has one, and lifestylesupport.org has a good one as well.
Okay. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day, and Monty or Nancy will be on this call tomorrow.
Hopefully Monty.
Okay.
Thanks very
much.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.